we met before the service and we went through the whole service and completely omitted that I was doing the communion there. And then Nick comes up and says it's Paul Rowden doing the communion. You know, I'm getting a sense of a vibe here. This is the part of the service where we take a personal look at the death and resurrection of Jesus. We acknowledge the sacrifice made and share the bread and the wine or the grape juice as we contemplate our own response to Jesus and the cross. You know, has anyone felt something was unfair this week or felt an injustice suffered? I'm sure most of us in one way or another have had something where we're saying something's not fair. You know, maybe you've had to put the bins out every single day this week. Other people away, you've ended up with a chore. Maybe you were forced to tidy your room when, in your opinion, it was already pretty tidy. Not looking at anyone in particular. I'm certainly not looking at Ollie here. But, Dave and Rob keep teaming up against you in a game of cards just so you wouldn't win. Or in fact, maybe everybody teams up against you in anything competitive to try and stop you from winning. I'm just saying. We're in a society where we're told from every angle that things are unfair and that an injustice has been made against you. Have you been involved in an accident? You deserve justice and compensation. Did the bankers sell you something that you didn't really want? Well, you deserve to get justice there. You deserve to be paid back for that. You know, I do it all the time in little ways throughout my day. In August, for the first time in a decade, I was caught doing 30-something by a speed camera in Stretford. You know, as I had a clean record, then I was sent on a speed awareness course. Obviously, that didn't work, because in November, I was caught doing 30-something by the same speed camera. And this time, I got 3 points and a fine. And at this point, I was feeling a little bit peeved. And at this month, I was caught once again doing 37 by the same speed camera. And I will likely get 3 more points. You know, this is a junction in Stretford. It used to be 40. Now it's 30. It's a 3-lane carriageway. I'd kind of call it a motorway, almost. It's usually busy, and it's obviously a dangerous junction. But when I go through it on Sunday morning on my way to church, the road is quiet, and I'm usually in a bit of a rush. And I can see in the distance the green lights of the junction. And there's something that in me said, I've got to get through those lights before they turn. I can't bear the idea of going all that way and them just turning to amber and red before I get there. So bit by bit, as I'm getting to them and they're still on green, I've been increasing my speed just a few miles an hour. And then by the time I go through, the police have got another picture for their album of the back of my car. 3 of them so far in the last 6 months. You know, then I see cars breaking every highway code imaginable, passing me doing crazy speeds, jumping red lights with no cameras on. And I feel pretty unlucky. Yeah, I feel an injustice has been done. You know, in fact, after the last one, I felt so annoyed. I thought, I'm just going to sell my car. And then that'll teach them a lesson. I got the paperwork through, and you have to fill in to say, were you the driver of the car? And I filled in the documents, and I was looking. I felt there should have been a place to put down, is there any reason why you feel this penalty is unfair? You know, I'm a good driver in my own opinion. I'm on my way to church on a Sunday morning. I mean, Greater Manchester Police, I mean, how many other offenders, you know, do you catch in that situation? I just wanted justice. And then I thought, it's not justice I want. I'm actually already getting justice because I broke the law. And I'm getting punished. And I probably actually break the law on other times and don't even realise it. There's probably other lights I go through or other times I'm going over 30 miles an hour in the 30 zone. What I actually want is an unfairness. I want to get away with breaking the law. Then we look at Jesus, who actually is innocent, and his attitude is the opposite of ours, is the opposite of mine. He isn't looking to avoid the penalty of his actions. He isn't claiming unfairness or shouting for justice about what happened to him, but he's in fact looking to pay our fine, to put the speeding points on his license, so to speak. And all we need to do is have faith in the blood of Jesus. You know, Romans 5 verse 9 said, "Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him?" You know, we've received the justice that Jesus should have got, whilst he's received the punishment that we should receive. You know, I know just about every day I view little things as unfair. But as we partake in the communion, what we really need to be grateful for is in the things that really matters, then things aren't fair, but it works out in our benefit. Titus 3 verse 7 says, "So that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life." You know, through the injustice of the cross, Christ's grace has rested on us and we have the hope of eternal life. You know, as we eat the bread, we remember Jesus' body on the cross. As we drink the wine, we understand we have been forgiven by his blood. Let's just be grateful this morning and look into our own hearts, but grateful that justice hasn't been proclaimed against us. We've received grace instead of justice. We've received mercy. Let's pray before we take the bread and wine. Heavenly Father, in my own heart, there's so many things I think are unfair. And I know, in reality, that they're little things and they're petty things. And I get over them. But, when I look at the cross, I see the injustice of what happened to Jesus. And, for me, for my sins, for my penalties, the things that I do wrong constantly that Jesus paid the price for. Thank you, God, for that grace. Thank you that we don't have to live looking forward to the punishment that is due to us, but we can receive the grace and have the hope of eternal life through your Son, Jesus. We pray now before you as we take the bread and wine. We remember these things. We remember Jesus' body broken on the cross. We remember the blood that gives us forgiveness of our sins. And we thank you for these things. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.